If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
I love you.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your funeral.
The city didn't save me.
How are we going to do this for the time?
That was Rip. This is John Constantine.
I'm from the future.
Because you can inspire
me. My name is Barry Allen.
Oh, doubtful, mate. You see, I am an accomplished warlock, an expert of the occult, and a master of exorcism.
You two will become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
Absolutely. Heroes. You have failed this city.
What is up, guys? Welcome. You are listening to DC on RMD, Arrow Edition on Rain Man Digital. If you're listening from your desktop, go over to iTunes and Stitcher. You can take us mobile there. Search DC on RMD. Once you get to iTunes and Stitcher, leave us a review. It helps the show out. I am your show host, Ryan Denton, and in the studio with me is Bobby D.
Hello, hello.
And today we'll be breaking down and discussing Arrow Season 7, Episode 19, Spartan. We are T-minus 13 episodes.
13.
That's a bad number.
No, it's not.
Wait, it's not?
That's my number.
Oh, that's right. That's why it's a bad number.
Exactly.
Because you're a bad man.
No. Yeah. Hey, you ever know how that started?
I don't know how that started. Tell us.
Random story. So baseball players are very superstitious. You notice I kick the line every time I cross it.
So you like to break all the weird superstitions.
And people, you know, used to tell me how unlucky I was that my mom passed away.
Oh, they played that card on you?
Yeah. And so I used to, like, I don't believe in that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't believe in superstitions. I don't believe, you know, in those type of things. So I started kicking the lines in the fields. I started, you know, just breaking, like, every single, like, superstitious rule that it came to be the sport that I played, including changing my number to 13. You know, the most unlucky number, which actually didn't help me out because I grew up with people that were in Southside gangs of Chandler. And, you know, M is the letter 13. and it stands for the Mexican Mafia and a bunch of other stuff. But luckily they liked me enough that
you didn't get beat.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
Yeah, I had that going for me.
Wow. What a story.
Yeah. So random. I haven't worn a different number since.
I mean, hey, dude, it's your number now.
Uh-huh.
Fuck it. I wore 24 because King Griffey Jr., so whatever.
Lame story.
sorry, I don't have a cool story for that one.
Yeah, it was just 24 hours.
It was a 24.
Yeah, something. It was a big key for Sutherland fan.
Yeah, it was a big Jack Bauer fan, so, you know, whatever. Anyway. All right, so we're going to talk about episode 19, Spartan. This one was directed by Avi Uabian.
Yeah.
Sure. Written by Benjamin Rabb and Derek A. Hughes.
directed by a guy who had a bunch of awkward shots.
That was a weird... Yeah, dude. A lot of weird shots in this one, huh?
The action scenes just didn't kind of gel.
Let's talk about that. They seemed like they were trying to do something different, but it was... I wouldn't say it was bad. It was just weird.
Yeah.
And typically, like... Guys, when we talk about stuff like this, like, you know, we're pretty honest. It was just a lot of weird camera angles, like swerving back and forth. And I kind of understand what they were trying to do with it. Maybe like trying to be real, you know, action camera kind of shots, I guess. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
GoPro shots or whatever. But it was just weird, man. It was such a weird, weird.
That's all right, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, it wasn't bad. It was just different, I guess. Maybe we're just not used to it.
I think it just gets made up for the fact that it was a Diggle-centric episode.
I mean, I think I can speak for everyone that is on all of the RMD shows that we like Diggle. And if it's a Diggle-centric episode, we're probably all aboard.
Well, especially... You look back at the season again, you know, the fact was what, 5-6 weeks ago, we found out that the next season is getting cut short and all that other shit.
And
that we didn't get more of some of our main characters.
I think it does bug me a little bit, especially knowing how many episodes we have left and and knowing, you know, how many episodes we have next season, it does bug me a little, which leads me also to believe that this was the cancellation was a kind of a hit them, you know, by surprise. As much as they don't want to say that it did, I think it did. Just because of, like you said, Bob, just how we've seen this season kind of progress.
Do you think the cancellation, they wanted to do it this way just because of Crisis being such a big deal?
Maybe.
And for listeners that want to complain that we're calling it a cancellation because they're ending the show, well, they're only ending the show, and you can't watch me do the air quotes.
I saw it.
They're canceling.
Yeah, it's a cancel. Yeah,
it's a cancel.
Yeah, when you shorten the next season by almost what 10 episodes or
half, basically
half, you cut it in half. That's a cancellation. They're gonna wrap up the season real quick, and I think, like I said, I think this hit them off guard, and I think that's a lot of these episodes going forward are gonna be probably playing catch up.
Well, and you always wonder how, like, if they didn't know ahead of time, how much of these episodes would have been scrapped for something different.
Oh, that's true.
Because in this episode, we kind of learn that Diggle's dad is a Stewart.
Right.
And, you know, during the crossover this year, they mentioned, like, oh, I haven't seen you at your ring, you know, and you're like, oh, well, now we understand where, you know, the John Stewart, John Diggle thing comes from. And I think Diggle, after meeting his dad. And again, for me, it was a little bit weird. It's like, OK, of course they're related.
Yeah,
not because they're black, but it just seems like
a second.
Just because everybody seems to be related to somebody.
Yeah. And I think
if we've seen anything from Young Justice in the future. You know, it's just like, oh, this person's related to this person who's related to this person who's related to this person.
It's like seven degrees of separation. But
of
less,
Kevin Bacon?
But less Kevin Bacon. I think
Kevin Bacon's related to Diggle somehow.
Somehow, dude. Somehow. I think it's interesting, too, because it was weird, like, because you saw the shock on Oliver's face, you know, finding out that this is his stepdad when those two are pretty tight, right? They've been through some shit, right? And Diggle never mentions his stepdad at all. And it was just weird. It was like, and of course, we're finding out at the same time Oliver's finding out.
Where we had the same look on our face.
Where I was like, huh? Wait, what? You know, like, it's like Star Wars. Finn clearly has to be related to Lando Calrissian, right?
Because the only two black characters left.
But it's just funny because I can understand why Diggle never mentions him to Oliver. I can see that side of it, you know, because the grudge he holds against his dad or his stepdad, you know, air quotes, letting his dad die. Right. So I guess I could understand. I don't know. It'd be like me mentioning, oh, yeah, by the way, dude, I have a, you know.
Like if I didn't know your sister.
Right. Right, right, right. It would be weird. Like, it would just be weird. Oh, by the way, I have a sister.
Yeah, because at least your dad and, you know, his girlfriend and all those live here that I've run into him.
Right, yeah. You've met them. So, I don't know. It's just weird. Like, but I've never not talked about my sister around you. Like,
yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It'd be like me not knowing you had a kid. I don't know. That'd be super weird.
Nobody that we know didn't know I had a kid.
Yeah, exactly. But
fuck you, Pino.
Oh,
I can say it.
Oh, my God. I had to take a drink of my drink there. But yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things. I felt we learned at the same time Oliver learned it. So it was kind of interesting to see his reaction because that's kind of what I think my reaction was to that. Like, oh, that's your stepdad.
And at no time do you bring it up on the way over.
Right. Like, oh, yeah, by the way, this is my stepdad we're going to see. So, you know, like Oliver, don't talk about shooting people with arrows and shit, you know. Be on your best behavior. That's for the Diggle and Oliver shippers. Clearly, you know, that's a thing. I think.
Somewhere. I'm sorry. I'm trying to play 7 degrees of separation between Kevin Bacon and Diggle.
You're trying to find it?
I'm pretty sure it has to do with John Barrowman somehow.
It has to, dude. It has to.
He seems like he's been in a lot. I'll figure it out.
I really have faith that you're going to find something.
I know, but I really should be focusing on discussion.
it would be the first time we've Googled something while we're discussing.
I know.
The other thing that was interesting, obviously, I like I said, I could understand why Diggle never told Oliver about his stepdad, because he held the grudge against his against him for letting his dad die, right? Air quotes. Mm-hmm. But we find out later that's not the case. His dad was negligent, and that got people killed. And that's why his dad got killed. And we find out that Diggle's stepdad was the one that kept that secret from him. And he even said every kid deserves to believe their father is a hero. Like, dude, that's pretty noble, right?
Yes, that's a definite noble gesture by him that he really didn't have to do.
No, not at all.
And he's probably dealing with, you know, this asshole kid.
Right. And it's like, dude, he even said, he goes, you let me hate you. Like, dude, think about that. Like, the whole time he's like, man, motherfucker, you'd be happy I'm not telling you about your dad.
Right. Like, would that, I guess it's better to bring it out as you're an adult instead of.
Oh, yeah.
It as a kid.
Like, yo, your dad got blown up. It was his own fault. What? Excuse me? I don't know. Like, excuse me? But yeah, I think it was a very noble thing. I actually gained quite a bit of respect for that. That's a classy move, dude.
Well, and you, like, what does the Green Lantern ring need the most?
Oh yeah.
Well, I was asking you to tell the audience not to say, oh yeah.
Oh, I'm blanking right now. You put me on the spot, fucker.
Good job.
Fail. Why am I blanking? I know. Oh my God. This isn't going to be a segment. Holy shit.
Come on.
Hold on. Will. Jesus Christ. Why was I taking so long with that? My God.
I was like,
I kept hitting fear in my head. I'm like, that's the fucking yellow ring.
Yeah, it's the yellow ring.
What the fuck am I doing? Will. So you need sheer will to power the ring, right? So, man, that's pretty, dude. I didn't think about that.
I mean, right? You're kind of teaching that.
Damn, dude. That's actually super poetic. You think they thought that far into it, though?
You would honestly hope that there is somebody that understands, like, the background of the lanterns. And if you're going to say that Diggle is, you know, a lantern and other things, he's got to have that strong.
The strong will to operate the ring. God dang it. I didn't even think about that, dude.
And he kind of makes sense now, you know, when you look at it or you think about it.
That's so legit, dude. The more I think about it, the more I'm like, fuck, dude.
Okay, I figured it out.
Oh, no way.
I swear to God.
You shut the fuck up.
Wait, hold on. Oh.
No way.
I'm getting there.
There's no way.
Yes, because it would be Neil McDonough was Damian Dark.
Okay.
He was in Minority Report with Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise has to connect in less than four people to Kevin Bacon. So I'm pretty much sure I have it. I just haven't confirmed it.
Keep going.
No, I will.
I was going to say, keep going, because I'm not going to believe it until it actually is a thing.
Like, if Tom, like,
it's got to be, right?
Yeah, some 80s movie or something for sure. They were in together. So.
Oh, my God. Are you fucking serious?
You're welcome.
I can't believe that you are legitimately.
Like
oh my God. They were in A Few Good Men together.
That's right.
God damn it. Get the fuck.
Diggle to Kevin Bacon.
I can't believe you did that. Oh my. I literally put Tom Cruise and Kevin Bacon.
I just forgot A Few Good Men. I would have got there, but I figured it was an older movie. Those guys are. Yep. There we go.
You did it in less than seven people too. Holy shit, dude.
Yep. Got that going for me.
Your Google foo is very good.
Yeah, I just had to figure out. I'm like somebody had to be in movies, and Neil McDonough is like been in tons.
He's
of
been
shit.
In a lot of shit.
And so when I went Minority Report, I'm like, Tom Cruise has been in a bunch of stuff and old.
I mean, he is.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like Kevin Bacon's a young.
That's true.
He's not a youngin. Not a spring chicken.
I still can't believe it. It's fucking unbelievable.
Diggle to.
Diggle to fucking Kevin
Bacon in less than seven.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, listeners. let's talk about another thing I wanted to, since we're still on Diggle. Can we talk about the future? And now there's another Diggle.
There's Diggle, adopted Diggle.
Right.
And then Diggle Jr.
Like, what the fuck?
And now he's part of Deathstroke's king.
So when you saw the Deathstroke thing, you thought like Deathstroke's kid, right?
Yes, Slade's kid. Think one of them, somebody, you know, if not the one from the present being older.
Right.
Or the one that we saw in Legends of Tomorrow.
Like, I was like, wait, what? Like, now we've got another Diggle? Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm all for more Diggles.
Well, and then adopted Diggle is part of the gang, too.
Right. Is that like, was he guilty by association? Like, because his brother isn't? Like,
so this is what I don't get here out of all this. So we have this part, and he has the marking, and I think this is where we're kind of going astray on this season.
Yeah.
He's like, they make all these like revelations.
They're trying to shock us.
And it, like, they haven't done enough to those characters. Like, that would be something that if we found out, I mean, it's kind of like they put it on the level of like Amiko knowing that she's part of the Ninth Circle and right. that they blew up the Queen's Gambit, you know, through Malcolm.
Right.
But we've had 7 years to care about these things to make it go forward. But I don't really care that adopted Diggle and Diggle Jr. are part of the Deathstroke gang, and you know, Mini Smoke doesn't know.
I don't.
And I think that's what they're struggling with the going forward thing, is that it just doesn't matter. I don't think to most of the viewers.
I don't give a shit. I don't understand where we're like.
We're never gonna get there anyway.
Yeah. I shouldn't laugh at that, but it's true. I don't know.
It's funny because it's true.
It's typically the most funny shit. I don't know, man. I just don't understand why we're adding another. I think it's weird to me. It's weird this late in the game to just be throwing more Diggles in with the Diggle. And then I know we got more. Then we got another Diggle. And it's like, and then you're going to use Deathstroke, but then you're going to try to swerve us. Like, why are you trying to swerve us? I don't understand. Like, what are you trying to do here? I guess. And like you said, we're never going to get there, right? Because next season, I guarantee there's going to be zero flashbacks.
Well,
right?
Yeah. How can you flashback when?
Or flash forward, whatever.
No.
But even still, you know what I mean?
No, yeah. I'm not even saying. It was more of a joke about flashback, flash forward in 10 episodes.
Right.
You look at 10 episodes, they have 440 minutes of television next season.
There's
including the crossover.
There's no way, dude.
Yeah. And I almost expect that crossover to go more than just 1 week.
Absolutely. It's got to go two or three, right?
I would think so. I mean, if you're going to tell a whole story like that.
I'm so confused.
Yeah. It's so weird. Like, will we even get to the point where Bronze Tiger's kid gets adopted by Diggle?
I doubt it.
Look, right? Because we're running out of episodes.
Like,
so Bronze Tiger has to come in somehow.
Somewhere, right?
Somewhere. Lose his kid. Oliver look at Diggle and go, "You're black."
Oh my God.
What?
You think he's going to say, "You're black"?
Well, if you're going to go out, like I said, be risky. Make him the Green Lantern and just do random shit like, "Well, you're black. It only makes sense you adopt him."
Oh my God.
No?
I mean, I'd laugh. I'm not disagreeing that it wouldn't be funny.
Could you see Oliver and Felicity? They've already sent one kid away.
Oh my God. So savage, but it's so true.
William's all upset because they're like, oh, they like the little black boy better than me.
Well, I mean, it's no different than like Angelina and Brad, right? They adopted a bunch of all kinds
of. They adopted the color wheel.
They look like the color wheel on the apples when it's like thinking.
Not that quite. It's more of the brown shades. They got the fall collection from Home Depot paint department.
Like they went into IKEA and started matching all the different.
No,
browns.
They got the little paint squares, and they walked up to kids. You're like, "Yep, that one will work.
This one will cover this paint spectrum." Wait, what? Oh my God, that's amazing. I mean, it's amazingly bad.
I can't confirm that's any kind of real adoption criteria.
Just what color is he? He's yellow. All right, well, fuck, he'll do. That's fucked up. I might go to hell for that last
one. Eh, whatever.
Well, it's just hell. It's
not can't be any worse than the first one of these.
All my friends are going to be there anyways. Anyways, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Felicity and a couple other things. But first, quick break.
Oh, sorry about the limo. Love the wheelchair. Might I suggest motorized?
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, RAINMAN, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her,
ooh,
and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity, and even blow you away. Plus,
free shipping!
Always sent in discreet packaging. Go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off plus the 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code RAINMAN. Again, that's RAINMAN. Because without it, no free stuff. That's RAINMAN at adamandeve.com.
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
He's apparently
the whole fabric of society, so long as they and their weird way of doing sex is legitimized. That's what they want.
Their weird way of having sex or doing sex. I mean, gay folk, they're not aliens. They're not from Trisomian 21. They're human beings. They have sex the same way we do. They don't mind meld in order to fuck.
Now then, they don't
place their fingertips together and they're orgasming. The way these, I mean, Thomas.
Oh, Jesus, he's in the studio.
Thomas, I mean, the way the gays signed those leases for the latest Kia excursion. I mean, it's madness. The way they do those leases and buy those homes. And
you mean with the signature the same way everyone else does?
Their credit ratings are just exuberantly high for people.
From a lack of divorce?
It's true. I mean, they live a better life. They have more disposable income than the rest of us. But good golly, they're going to ruin society. If anything, we can learn a little bit about economics and the life savings from the gay community.
For more Rain Man, visit RainManShow.com.
This is Star Wars from the Bunker Tank Exclusive.
That thing's operational.
However, hey, we don't want to miss it, because what if it ends up being true? No matter how fake it may be, Amidala coming back to life, Lando suddenly having a daughter because someone's also black like him. I mean, let's forget the subtle racism of that.
Because everyone who's black is related to Lando.
They're not, Dave? They're not? You mean all black people in the universe is not connected to Lando?
Well, remember, there are people out there that still say Finn, the big surprise is going to be Finn is related to Lando.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, guys, did you guys not learn anything from watching Get Out? I mean, casual racism is the worst form of racism.
It is.
It's when you don't even realize you're being racist, right? I hope it's not just a cameo. Like, if they're going to bring Carl Weathers in, give him a fair shot. Give him something to sink his teeth in. Let's see Carl Weathers, you know, play the role of the lifetime and finally shake off the Apollo Creed funk.
He's so charismatic.
What if he's related to Lando? I mean, what if he's...
I tried to stay away from that.
No, I'm just saying, what if Apollo Creed's like Lando's brother?
Because he's black.
Well, yeah, according to some people, all black people are related in Star Wars. I think he might end up being Finn's father Lando's brother. That means Finn is Lando's nephew.
Dude, what happens if they actually do that?
I'm probably going to throw my popcorn at the screen. I'm like, oh, you
son of a bitch.
You sons of bitches.
TheBackToTank.com for details. And get ready for an excitingly good time. Also, if you've missed our last show, you can also find us on your Stitcher app. Search Back to Tank. Add us to your favorites. Thank you, and we will see you very soon.
right, guys, we are back. First thing we're going to talk about here is Felicity and her just happening to lose this tech that we know is going to fuck up the future. Like, can you be a little bit more negligent with the thing that is we already know is going to fuck up the future?
Is that because we know it's going to mess up the future or because...
I don't know. I think it's also, it's one of those things, though, if she knows what it is, right?
She knows what, but again, we don't know what the potential, I mean, I guess we do know the potential, but she doesn't. I think sometimes when you think you're doing good, you don't realize the bad that could come with it. And I think we've described this before in other shows, like the atomic bomb wasn't the atomic bomb to start off with.
Oh, that's true.
Somebody made...
It was made for something else.
Something else, and then you find, of course, any good thing somehow figures out to be weaponized.
That's true. You're right. It's one of those... I guess, yes, I think it is a mix of, like, us knowing what it
the
is.
Future holds.
Yeah, I think it's a mix of that, but it's also, like, think about... She's smart, right? We know Felicity's really smart, okay? No matter what people think about her, she is a very smart character. Book smart. What amazes me is that she knows how powerful this thing is and that if it fell into the wrong hands, right, it could be used the wrong way. That's typically...
The fallout of being book smart.
And so, like, to me, it's like, shouldn't you have a little bit more security on this thing? I mean, especially to thinking about...
Destruct.
Right. I mean, I guess I'm looking at it a little bit differently than most people would, I guess. But I feel like it is a mix of that, Bob. I think it is a mix of knowing. We know, sure. So
it's always easy being the third party, being behind the screen and looking at it and going, oh, you done messed up.
Right.
And I think a lot of it has to do with, like, we blame her because it's kind of our negative... attitude towards the way she has been.
That's a good point.
And other things along with that. But again, I think we look at it and we know the future's messed up. And so, of course, we look at her partner, what is it, Elena? And we're like, oh, this is where it goes wrong. It's not really Felicity's fault.
Like, so we blame her. Yeah, I could see that. I don't know. I feel like...
Like, if you develop something and you trust me with it, and then I went and kind of turned it bad.
Right.
And you're like, well, I trusted him. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Just to throw you under the bus.
Yeah. Definitely that dude's fault.
Fuck him, dude. I don't know what he was doing. Yeah, I could see that.
He said he was going to flush the drugs down the toilet.
He didn't flush shit down the toilet. Well, wait, maybe he did. But I don't know. I think it's... With all we've learned on this show, I just think that they'd be a little bit more careful, you know, that with tech that could do stuff like this. But I mean, I guess I could also see it the other way. She's got her, you know, her top of the line, you know, security systems and shit now. So maybe I could see being a little bit more lax, but even still, man, it's probably a mix. It's probably a mix of knowing, you know, what's going to happen in the future and a mix of knowing, you know, how shit goes on this show. I don't know.
All right, that was a hiccup. My bad.
Oh, I was like, what is that? Anyways, okay.
Did you realize I just made everybody link to Tom Cruise in the Arrowverse?
Yeah, you did, actually. Everyone in the Arrowverse now is connected to Tom Cruise and Kevin Bacon.
I forgot that's the show. That's the game. Because as I close Tom Cruise's IMDb on my computer. Sorry, distracted.
Wow, dude. You're really distracted over there.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude. Not a big deal. Just Tom Cruise.
Just Tom Cruise.
Let's talk about Oliver basically dropping that bombshell on Emiko. He drops the bombshell... You know, that Dante murdered her mother, which
so a trained killer. And you look at her, you'd be like, you need to leave the Ninth Circle. Dante really killed your mother.
Okay.
And what does she do? Turns and puts arrows in his back.
Guess what?
Yep. Oh, yep. A train killer killed another guy.
Oh, what do you know, dude? Fucking shocker. I don't like, what did he expect to happen from that? Like, for her to be like, oh, I'm going to leave now.
Oh, my God. Thank you for being my brother.
Thank you for telling me. Let's go fight crime together.
I thought you were going to say fuck.
Oh, that was, that's not only halvesies. Not that big of a deal. Right? I don't know.
You wear a condom. It really doesn't matter.
It's fucked up. Oh, boy. yeah, that one got me. That one took me out of the place. All right,
awkward because it's true.
But like, what did Oliver expect for her to like turn and be like, all right, let's fight to get like, I just, like you said, train killer. She can fucking put arrows in him, right? Like,
yeah. And the real kind of leader of the Ninth Circle. So who cares if Dante.
Is it weird though to do that whole move too, where they introduce this character and then, you know, it's actually not.
Let me go back real quick. I think what the weird thing is for this is like right after Oliver got out of jail,
yeah,
which was this season, remember?
Right, right.
Just in case you forgot, because we're so far off the rails now. That I feel like the Ninth Circle and like the thugs and everything that we saw over the last couple of weeks should have been introduced the whole time. That they were collecting these things for this ultimate weapon. Kind of like the old school, or like, because isn't that how the earthquake machine came around?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. Same idea. Yeah.
And so, because I honestly like the Ninth Circle. I like the thuggery of them going in.
Well, they look cool too, right?
Yeah, and then finding out the lead, it fits into what I see for Arrow as villains.
Right.
And and even having, you know, the whole time, if they would have been doing it since episode 10, we could have had Emiko like being thinking as like the general and Dante as the leader or whatever. And then finding out that's not the way. And then Oliver springs us on her, and then he finds out now that she's the leader. And it's like, oh, well, I done fucked up.
See, I would have, that would have worked so much better. It would have worked so much better, and it would have created a little bit of drama, right?
Yeah, because you got to think that they brought in the Highlander for maybe, what, 3 episodes?
Yeah, they took a character. Yeah, but I didn't even think about it that way. The Highlander.
I think his name's John Paul, but
Well, no, I just
didn't remember, so I went Highlander.
But yeah, I mean, it just seems weird, doesn't it? Like to bring him in and then to flush him out like that. I don't know. I find that kind of goofy. You
flush him out like a turd. Bring him in like a turd. Leave him like a turd.
Yeah, exactly, dude. The only way to get rid of a turd.
There is no way that she can be redeemed.
No, no.
I mean, I think this is her true colors.
Yeah, yeah. She
doesn't really care about finding her mother's killer. No. Or if she did, guess what? Vengeance is mine.
Yeah, she doesn't give a shit about that. That was not her ultimate goal.
Yeah.
You know, she wanted.
Like I said, even if it is, thank you, Oliver. You told me.
Yeah. Gee whiz. Thanks. I'm going to keep going and doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I don't think it changes her at all. And I think that's where it's kind of funny. Like when Oliver tells her, it's like she.
What did you expect?
Yeah, she had the exact reaction I thought was going to happen. I'm like, oh, she's going to kill his ass. Like.
You're like, this is where I'm going to walk up to Bob and tell him I slept with Deb. I hope he takes this well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's not how it works, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that'd be me jumping in my car and fucking driving as fast as I can. Like, I don't understand. I guess I just don't.
Right? Like, you think about the worst news you could break to somebody else. What reaction did he expect?
Yeah. Did he expect for her to turn and be like, it's okay, Oliver?
Well, and also sometimes the person delivering that news isn't the most liked person.
No. You know what? Isn't that the saying? You know, don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah.
Like, ew.
It's a saying for a reason, guys.
Yeah. It's a thing. It is a thing for a reason.
Yeah. Because you're always the one that's going to get the brunt of things. And if you think it's just going to be like, oh, you know, it's almost like that high school mentality that if I tell this girl that her boyfriend's a fuck up, she's instantly going to fall in love with me.
Yeah, she's going to sleep with me immediately.
Yeah.
It worked. I did that multiple times in high school. I was like, hey, your boyfriend's a shithead. Oh, my God, fuck me. That didn't happen.
Well, I was like, good for you. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Sir.
No, I feel like
throw enough line in the ocean, you'll catch a fish.
That's a lot of line. Yeah, this was kind of.
I told 734 girls that their boyfriends were assholes.
I told every girl in fucking high school.
In all three grades.
Hey, freshman, your boyfriend's a fucking idiot.
I'm a lesbian.
Oh, well,
she's horrible too. Yeah.
She's horrible too. Dumb bitch. Oh wow. Whoops. Sorry.
Anyway.
Yeah. So I don't know. This one. I saw her reacting this way anyways. I never saw that going any other way. Yeah. And like you said, it showed her true colors.
Oliver was a little gullible sometimes.
He really is. For someone who's really smart.
Like he's been really, trained and all this other stuff. You like, would think he would do a lot better, but whatever.
I guess, man. I don't know. Weird. All right. Let's jump into final thoughts of the episode. Bob, why don't you go first?
I mean, I like the fact that we got a lot of Diggle in it. I think that's if we complain more about not being around, decentralized around our main characters.
Yeah.
And so for them to actually showcase somebody that's huge and then even having the tie into a Stewart family, you know,
right.
John Stewart, the Green Lantern. It's kind of nice. I think with so many episodes left, if in the crossover he doesn't get the ring and we see him in that costume, it's a disservice to us as fans, mm-hmm. especially now that you've absolutely 100% tied him into the Stewart area. Family. And yeah. even like we talked about just Diggle's will, it all makes sense.
Yeah.
I could go without the flash forwards.
Yeah. I don't
know. It just, a lot of those things aren't working out for me. And then the Felicity thing, I think we're just being a little rough on her, mainly because we know what the future holds and that we're forgetting the excitement of an inventor.
Right.
So, and of course, Emiko is just Emiko.
Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree with anything you said. I think you're right. It would be an absolute disservice to us as fans to link him into Green Lantern and not give us Green Lantern.
Yeah.
I think it would be kind of a slap in our face, and especially
after all the teasing of Hal Jordan,
exactly,
and everything else, and then the fan theories that Diggle's been Lantern this whole time.
Yeah, so it would absolutely be a disservice to us. So they have to do it at some point. I feel like they have to do it to us. As far like you said, Emiko's Emiko. As much as I want to think about other things. And see if she's not redeemable. She's not going to be redeemed. This, I think Oliver's going to get, a rude awakening here, even though I know he's trying to do the right thing. And it's hard to not root for Oliver when he's doing the right thing,
Yeah, definitely. So,
and it just hurts. It's going to hurt him. And I don't like watching Oliver get hurt because we've seen it so many fucking times, right? Like,
yeah.
It just sucks. And I think you're right with Felicity. I guess I just didn't think about it because we're looking at it from an outside perspective.
I think that's where the flash forwards kind of ruin it for you. We know what the future holds for it.
Right.
So instantly when anything goes wrong with this tech, and
like, well, you should have known.
Why didn't you know?
Yeah. Well, as we sit here knowing. So you're right. I didn't look at it that way. And sometimes you got to get it. Like you said, that's why we do these discussions, right?
Yeah.
So get another perspective on how someone sees something. So, I mean,
they're therapy sessions.
Right. I think the thing for me is like, we're still kind of slowly here getting to the point. We've only got a couple episodes left, right? So I think we need to shit or get off the pot. I think it's getting a little weird, so I don't know. But other than that, I think this was a good episode. I enjoyed it. It wasn't bad by any means. But we'll see going forward, right?
Yep.
But with that, guys, that's going to do it for today's DC on RMD Arrow Edition. Remember, you can always catch any past and future DC on RMD episodes on our website, which is weirdly named DC on RMD. And also follow us on all our social medias to keep up with us. And with that, guys, we'll see you next time.
People want cuddles.